Hello and welcome to Bears Wire, your one-stop shop for all things Chicago Bears on the USA Today Sports Network. I'm Lauren Cox and I'm here with Phil Atoshin. And Phil, the latest news out of Chicago Bears world is Willie Young signing a two-year contract extension. And he's a guy that he was set to be a free agent after this season after playing through his three-year, $9 million contract that he signed back in 2014. And obviously, he's come a long way with this team. You know, he initially joined as a defensive end to be in this 4-3 defense under Mel Tucker, but then Vic Fangio comes in, switches to the 3-4, moves Willie Young to outside linebacker. There were questions about how much he would fit in that defense, and we've seen in two seasons, we saw last year how he was able to thrive at the new position, and the Bears rewarded him now with this new contract extension. So how important do you think it was for them to go through and get a deal done with Willie Young to make sure they have him locked up for the future?
Lauren, it was absolutely a key cog in the wheel for this guy to get under contract for the future going forward. Again, this is a pass rusher that gets home, was coming off an Achilles injury, fitting into a new system, a new staff, new philosophy on defense. And you could see straight out the gate, Willie Young's temperament was very similar to that of Pernell McPhee. So forcing those edges and getting after the quarterback is something that you saw as the season progressed, that he was fitting into the scheme not only very well, he became the force on the edge with, you know, with Lamar Houston on the other side while McPhee was banged up. Once he got his feet underneath him, per se, off that Achilles, and a little bit more comfortable in that scheme, you could see that he not only was a leader on the field, but also on the football team. And his presence alone is something that's going to service this team well, who drafted a young player who's not big enough yet, who's not physical enough yet, to learn under somebody who came into the league lanky and thin. I wouldn't say as thin as Floyd, but has had to grow as an NFL football player. And I think getting him in the fold, as I said on Twitter, was absolutely necessary, and it was a phenomenal signing.
Now, do you think any of this could be a concern about, you know, maybe Pernell McPhee's injury is a little more serious, or maybe they're not comfortable with how far along Floyd is at this point? I mean, do you think there were other reasons in the background here as why they went to get a deal done now a couple days in the training camp, or do you think this was pretty much coming no matter what, and it was going to be, you know, one way or another, they were going to extend Willie Young because they like Willie Young, the player?
I think it was twofold. I think this was a great business decision by the Chicago Bears front office and Ryan Pace. And I think Vic Fangio and the coaching staff, especially John Fox, slammed the table to get this player back. Tape doesn't lie, Lauren, as you know. And every week I do film study along with you, and this guy grades out very high in the run game and in the pass game, setting the edge, doing all the little things, and figuring out the minute details that most insiders don't see and don't know. I recognize talent will fit no matter what scheme you're playing, and great talent will fit and go above and beyond and get, you know, future contracts because they're that good. And that's what you see in Willie Young. I think this was a business decision. Yes, I really think the recognition and timing of Floyd and him not being able to practice, is he sick? How much food does he need to take in order to keep weight on? It's hot. All these things have to be playing into the decision 100% in my mind. It's not the end-all be-all, because I feel like a few months ago talks were on the table to get him signed and moving forward, but I feel like they had the presence of mind to know that this football player was willing to take Floyd under his wing and be treated as a professional, as someone who worked his tail off and earned more money for the Chicago Bears. Phil Emery had the vision of what this guy brought to the table. The amount of pressures and hits on the quarterback were kind of manipulated by the narrative out there because he played with Ndamukong Suh and Fairley and a great front seven in Detroit, but that doesn't always get people home. This guy got home, a lot of hits, a lot of pressures. He was menacing. He came to Chicago, had 10 sacks. Everyone overlooked that. how that happened, I don't know, came in, finished out the season by getting injured. So there was question marks, and he persevered and overcame that too. So here's a football player, Lauren, that's overcoming obstacles and hurdles at the same time as being productive on the field, and has openly throughout the media shown a willingness to take Leonard Floyd under his wing and not indoctrinate him by, you know, belittling the football player, but by taking him under his wing and helping this football player succeed. And that kind of feeling is what you feel like is going on in Chicago, that this is a all together type of feeling. And John Fox doesn't want any kind of distractions when it comes to me first guys. This was due for Willie Young.
Well, and now you have Willie Young under contract through 2019, Lamar Houston and Pernell McPhee under contract through 2020, and Leonard Floyd under contract currently through 2021. It seems pretty clear that the future of the Chicago Bears pass rush is here and is going to be here for a long time.